Alex Segal. In defense of commodification. When we boarded the Staten Island ferry, the decrepit hour turned crepuscular. The rush hour vocalizations of the locals gave us tourists a bout of nipshits. The boat's elongated prominence evinced a promenade, evicting our viscera in a flurry of versing. A police action squalid as a scrofula, the sixth-sense apparatus of social Darwinism. The meek played dead before the collared raptors ostracized fragments of the proving grounds. A jingle plucked out on the fetid bones of a tone-deaf piano crackled on the videophone, broadcasting testimonials to long-extinct junkets picked over clean by hands like gnarled catgut. Passing our national colossus, Lady Liberty, we fondly recalled the domes of Wall Street exorcising the livid ghosts of Ellis Island, exhorting us to greener grand naive pastures, our ancestors' magnificent egress in dry dock, grifting our lease into hock and foreclosure. When our ship landed, a cargo cult delivery of pita pocket mana for the shopping outfits, the proud mayor of Newark materialized with truckloads of brass trinkets and sufficient shawarma for the bride price, flouting enough yams to survive the coming of the apocalypse while placing us all in the uppermost quartile of the top tax bracket, his palace scoured secure, entirely of cowrie shells. The evacuation of the refugees proceeded according to plan, by hook and by crook, by eligible helicopter, the ragtag army of the bedraggled survivors stumbling rudely over the craven landmines to bombed out remnants of designer outhouses. Slurping, then scarfing down our squirrely drinks, we bewailed the incontinence of market forces, swamp gas gangrene, uncomfortably cornered in the deliquest miasma of the meadowlands, norming the American landscape. This elevator is going up. Take the descalator down.